Lord, I'm disappointed in you. Exodus 6:9. Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. In Exodus 4, when Moses and Aaron went to meet the king of Egypt, they first met with the Hebrew elders and repeated what the Lord had told them, as well as demonstrated the miracles God told them to do. The elders were initially encouraged. The Lord had sent word that he was now involved, and even sent miracles to confirm his promise of deliverance. I'm sure that their expectation was that freedom was just around the corner, as any of us would. Moses and Aaron then went before the king of Egypt. But the king of Egypt was not impressed with Moses' request to free the Hebrews, nor the demonstration of God's power by Moses. He concluded that the people were lazy and had too much free time on their hands. If they had time to go in the desert to worship God, they had time for more work. So the king made the Hebrews gather the straw for making bricks without reducing the daily quota. In fact, the Hebrews were then treated even more harshly. The next time Moses saw the Hebrew elders, Exodus 5, the elders expressed their anger at Moses for making things more difficult for them. Even Moses himself became discouraged and asked the Lord, "Why did you ever send me?" Instead of immediate deliverance, continued slavery. Instead of joy and freedom, discouragement and more hardship. God didn't meet their expectations of immediate deliverance. In fact, life took a turn for the worse. Exodus 5:20-23. Are you in a situation where you thought you heard from God and are expecting an immediate deliverance? Have things gotten worse since you've given your life to Christ? Are you continually praying for God to intervene in a dire situation? You know what he needs to do, but he seems absent and silent. Are you becoming disappointed with God? This is how Moses and the Hebrew elders felt. Their disappointment came when God didn't meet their timeline nor method of deliverance. They had a mental vision of how God was going to work, but it didn't come to pass that way at all. But in Exodus 6, God begins to turn the tables in the path to freedom for the Hebrew people. Notice in Exodus 6 1-9, God's response to Moses didn't directly address the disappointment of the Hebrew elders, Aaron or Moses. God starts out by reminding Moses the most important thing he needed to know about this entire situation: I am the Lord. He reminds Moses of that fact 4 times. As you reflect on your situation that maybe has gotten worse over time, acknowledge the times God showed you that he was in the midst of it with you. And if he is with you, he will never leave nor forsake you. You, as a believer in Christ, are his child. And just like in Exodus chapters 7 through 12, God may be taking you through a process to build up your faith in, desire for, and fellowship with him. And at the end of it all, this may be a testament to the reality, power, and faithfulness of God to others. Exodus 7:3-5. When you are feeling down, discouraged, and disappointed, read Isaiah 55:8-13 to remember that his ways are above our ways, often involve a process, and that his ways always encompass his covenant, loyal, and faithful love for you. Psalm 118:1-9.